Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Star Safari.
Star Safari.
Star Safari.
Star Safari.
Star
Safari.
Deep Sky Adventures.
In the universe.
Deep Sky.
Deep Sky Adventures.
Star Safari.
Star Safari.
Star Safari. Star Safari.
Welcome to another space edition of looking out into the universe and seeing what's going on and looking down at Earth. Astronomy is an amazing science because it is very thought-provoking. And today we are hosting a group of students from Mount Maunganui College in Tauranga who come here to Star Safari. This is our third year in a row when we are hosting them, and we're doing planetarium, we're doing telescope sessions, we're showing them around, looking at geology, and they kind of like hang around with us for a whole week. It's a pretty amazing week to do even more science, space science, than what we do talk about. And I was talking to my very good friend Anita, who's one of the teachers who's bringing these students, kids/kids down here, and we were talking about how when we learn about space and when we look in the universe, it's always like so far away. It is so far away that it is a bit daunting. And we were looking at a video that was filmed in the International Space Station, and you can actually see in that video what the International Space Station looks like. And it's like an amazing, amazing feeling because you're right there with those astronauts, and you get to see what they're doing, and probably for some of us as the closest that we will ever be as astronauts. And I was commenting that I was very surprised when I heard William Shatner's reaction, because he got to go to space and he got to see what it's like to be floating in there, and he was very upset about the whole thing. He came back and he said he was saying something on the lines like, it's all death and it's all very dark. And he got really, really sad and very emotional. And I can totally kind of like in a way understand that, because he was one of those people who played Captain Kirk, right? They were going to places and the galaxy, exploring planets and things. And all of a sudden you go out there and the reality is that those planets, those moons, everything, they're so, so far away that you know that you're literally confined here, and it'd be very less likely that any of us will go on a long distance voyage, just like probably impossible during the next few generations, or even more than that, to actually boldly go into space. What Anita said, I really, really loved, because she said, well, we can explore it in spirit by learning science and by taking all these science photographs of the universe, all of the stuff that is coming through. So, for example, all of the images that are coming from Vera Rubin telescope, which are fabulous, absolutely fabulous. And if you had a chance to look online and see those pictures, they're just mind blowing how much detail there is in there in those galaxies, and how many galaxies are in. And I thought my favorite picture was the Hubble's ultra deep field, but now I'm seeing these even more galaxies. All those pictures taken by Vera Rubin, and it's just so mind blowing. And all of a sudden, all this enormous universe doesn't seem so daunting, because as Anita said, yes, we can definitely explore in spirit. And that is just absolutely fabulous way of thinking about this astronomy and astrophysics and stargazing and exploration that we're doing from here, from our armchairs. And I think we're very, very lucky that we get to do this as well. We're very lucky that we get to learn about how the universe works. We're very lucky that we learn why it's doing that. And so for me, never felt small or insignificant, but I've always felt very, very lucky to be alive. And I keep saying this over and over because I feel this with everything. This is it's just so exciting to be alive in this day and age when we have things like the Vera Rubin telescope and all of the science that is being discovered. So this week is just me talking, and there are some things happening, and so there are a few things happening that we are helping organizing, and other things are happening in the big world. So first of all, for the World Space Week this year, World Space Week is an international celebration of space, and it's held every year from 4 to 10 of October, but you can do it either side of that 4 to 10 of October week. And the really cool news about this World Space Week is that this year is about living in space. And that's just so cool because we can get to talk about what would be like to go to space. And like now that we have, New Zealand has we have our first astronaut, first person to go to space, Mark Rocket. Maybe, I don't know, in the future we can ask him a few questions about how does it feel to be there in microgravity. But living in space is the theme for this year. And so if you're a teacher or if you're an event organizer and you're thinking to organize these events this year during the World Space Week, this is the theme. So we are here, the New Zealand Astrobiology Network, which is our astrobiology charity, is the national coordinator for New Zealand of the World Space Week. So we will have some ideas online, but really what you have to do is just organize something that is related to space and that time between 4 to 10 of October or around, register it online. This is very important too, so we know that you've observed it and enjoy space. And but if you do have any ideas, do reach out, or if you need any support, do reach out. There is the Aerospace New Zealand, who has got like amazing expertise who can help that. There are very many places that you can go. Milky Way Kiwi, our website, where we could have a lineup of things that you could do. There is the New Zealand Astrobiology Network, where you can, as I was saying again, have some ideas. So World Space Week, living in space this year, so cool. We are actually organizing a World Space Week in Carterton, and it would be a little bit earlier this year because we wanted to organize it during the time when the students are at school. So ours will be in the week of the 15th of September, so last week of school, and we're super, super excited about it as well. We have some amazing speakers coming, another career event that we're going to do. So it's just going to be the best. Again, this is our fourth year in a row when we're doing the Carterton Space Week in Carterton and Wairarapa. So if you want to hear space or come space, and it's good to put these things out there earlier so people have enough time to think about that. We will have a movie that we're going to watch. It's called Goodnight Oppie. It's about the Opportunity spacecraft that was on Mars, and that's a free movie. So just keep an eye on our website on wairarapa.space. You're going to see the events that are lining up. So super, super, super cool. And it is another cool thing is that is aligning with the Daffodil Day. And Daffodil Day is something extraordinary, very close to our heart, because here in Carterton, we have Daffodil Day. But when we decided to start doing the Space Week, we decided to say Daffodil City by day, and we have the Space City by night. So we hope to be able to develop it in the future and get more and more participation on it. The other really cool news is that the New Zealand Astrobiology Network, which is the charity that we're running, has secured funds from the amazing U.S. Embassy, who has been such a fantastic supporter of our work for the last very many years. We had a lot of support from the US Embassy to bring speakers in here, to bring people to do the Mars exhibition when we had the Mars exhibition. So this year, they're supporting us bringing four scientists to from NASA. One is a Mars scientist, one is a science communicator, Sarah Marcotte, and two scientists that are working with NASA through Blue Marble Institute of Space, BMSIS, and their names are Sanjoy Som and Graham Lau. And so they're coming in September and October. They're going to be here for about 2 weeks, and we're very, very excited because we're going to take them on a tour and get them to do a lot of talks about the work that they do there at NASA and their space research. And so that's another super, super exciting thing coming up. And as a program that we kind of like devised together, we sat down with the Earth and Space Sciences Association educators, and this year the very first conference for Earth and Space Sciences educators is in Tauranga, and it's going to be on the 22nd and 21st of September. And we're going to have these four amazing speakers there talking about space, talking about extremophiles, and we're going to have a field trip as well. So if you're a teacher, if you're a secondary school teacher, check out our website on astrobiology.nz, because this is happening and it's going to be epic. Field trips are epic anyway for astrobiology. We go to all the really, really cool places around the country to look for extremophiles and talk about all of the other sciences that are making up astrobiology, but this year in particular, because we're bringing these four people in here, so they're going to be able to share with us and with the teachers in here what's going on, what's happening. So astrobiology.nz, this is where you go if you want to check out about this Earth and Space Science Conference, which is going to be in Tauranga this year on the 21st and 22nd. And then we are taking these people to Christchurch. So if you're from Christchurch and you cannot go there in Tauranga, this is the first week of the school holidays in September, October. It's absolutely fine. The amazing people at the Air Force Museum, they're supporting us to bring these scientists in Christchurch. So we're going to have them there for Friday, the 26th of September. They're going to be talking about space. All these events are free. And so you can just sign up through the Association of Earth and Space Scientists, or on astrobiology.nz, you can have a look at the website and see where the tickets are. You do need to reserve your ticket. One of the really kind of like sad things that are happening when sometimes people organize free events is that people show up. Not all of them who signed up show up. So if you do want to come to these events, please do attend. Don't just sign up and not show up, but come and be there. It's going to be really amazing. A few days, a whole week of astrobiology. And the reason why we're doing this is because we are celebrating 10 years of astrobiology in New Zealand. And that's just, it's a phenomenal thing. We started about 10 years ago, and our first event was in 2015. We went to Rotorua. We had a space field trip. It was called Space We're Bound New Zealand. And we had about 50 students and teachers and scientists with us. We went there, looked at the origin of life. And after that, something marvelous happened. Everybody kind of like started wanting to know what astrobiology is, how do you teach it, what's in it for them, how does that change the perspective of how we look into our planet. And I do believe, I mean, I am totally biased because I set this Astrobiology New Zealand Charitable Trust up. in the hope that more and more people will be excited about the idea of astrobiology and learning about the why we're here and where are all these aliens and what's the future of humankind. So it is a really amazing discipline because it does give us agency to ask these questions, to think about our future. And so so 10 years down the track now, we have a astrobiology course at University of Auckland that has been taught for the last 4 years with and the last few years we had 250 students attending it, which is extraordinary. It's like super, super big deal. We have a guest participation at Victoria University for their Space 101 course. And again, like we've been there for the last 2 years talking about astrobiology as part of the Space 101 course. And that's super exciting as well. And we hope that more and more people will use astrobiology in their teaching, but especially primary and secondary teachers. It is our hope that we will show how amazing and inspirational this astrobiology thing is. So these are the things that are coming up. The other really cool thing that is coming up, I'm part of this a group of people who are absolutely fantastic. And we are trying to get back with the New Zealand Astrophysics International Olympiad on Astronomy and Astrophysics. And the International Olympiad on Astronomy and Astrophysics is a very, very cool competition where you have your students going to all these places around the world and competing, learning about stars. And we had a couple of attempts in the last years. First time we sent a team to this International Olympiad of Astronomy and Astrophysics was in 2013. They went to Greece. They came back, and then a couple of years ago there was another team that went to the same competition. But we really want to do this properly. We want to have a national committee, and we want to get schools involved. So if you're a teacher that is interested in your students participating in the International Olympiad of Astronomy and Astrophysics, keep an eye on the Royal Astronomical Society website and keep an eye on the announcements that are going to come, because we're in the process of building the website. We're in the process of getting more people to be part of the committee that is going to support this kaupapa, and it's going to be super, super exciting. I'm very excited. New Zealand has the most amazing night sky in the whole world for various reasons. First of all, because at this latitude here, we have the center of the galaxy. It goes up above overhead. And this is the time of the year when that is happening. So like right now, after sunset, go outside, look up, and there's the center of the galaxy, this enormous galactic bulge. You're looking at 40 billion stars. And it's very different than the Northern Hemisphere. In the Northern Hemisphere, the Milky Way looks like a river, which is why it's called the Milky Way, or like a road. But here you have this big, big bulge that where we see so many more objects and stars. And even though you see this in the Northern Hemisphere, here in New Zealand, because it goes up overhead, you can see it better. So that's why this is so cool. But then we have all these legends from everybody from around the world. But then you have all the Pacific navigators and all of the people that came here navigating by the stars. So I truly believe New Zealand is the best place on earth to look at the stars. And there's nothing that can convince me otherwise. So we should have a really, really good team of these kids that are learning astronomy, and we can send them out there to this Olympiad, which is fun. It is fun. It's a lot of stuff to learn. I was looking through the syllabus, and it is a lot of stuff to learn, but it's nothing that people can't do if they're really, really onto it. So these are the news from me. For the upcoming couple of months, we have the Olympiad on Astronomy and Astrophysics. We have the conference of the Space Sciences Educators of New Zealand coming up, and we have all these other events with the help of the US embassy, where we managed to bring these scientists and science communicators from NASA and BMSIS, Blue Marble Institute of Space, here to Aotearoa to share with us from their amazing experience. And this is part of 150 years of collaboration between the US and New Zealand, which is a grant that we applied for last year. And we were super, super excited that we could make this possible and these people can still come here and still be part of our exceptional time. We're going to have a great time. So until next time, we'll hear you again. Hari Mogoshano, I'm signing out, and I wish you clear skies so you can always see the stars and always remember we're made from the same stuff as they are.
Star Safari.
Star Safari.
Star Safari.
Star Safari.
Star Safari.
Deep Sky Adventures.
In the universe.
Deep Sky.
Deep Sky Adventures.
Star Safari.
Star Safari.
Star Safari.